WWEG, WWEG HD1, Myersville. It's a Saturday night party. Get ready to rock with Eagle Concert Classics. Now, here's your host, Aaron Shaw.
I know you're excited to see me, but try to control yourself.
I love New York.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
New York, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
On this show, we talk about coffee, New York, dogs. You know, no big whoop, just coffee talk.
Hey, thanks for joining me. This week's show, we've got some great live cuts from some New York bands. First up, this band was formed in the neighborhood around the legendary CBGB club in the 1970s and featured a former Playboy bunny. I'm talking about Blondie. The first song I'm going to play was a number one hit for them. The song originally was referred to as the disco song because they didn't have a title for it, and it wasn't until their recording session in 1978 that they finally came up with a title. Here's Heart of Glass.
Thank you.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Schell. That was Blondie with Dreaming. That song inspired by ABBA's Dancing Queen. It was the opening track from their 1979 album, Eat to the Beat. The next band up, also a New York City band. Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, and Peter Criss were driving around New York City trying to think of a name for the new band that they were forming. Peter Criss said he had been in a band called Lips. So Paul Stanley said, well, what about Kiss? They agreed, and the rest is history. Or Kistery. The first song up was written by Paul Stanley as a possible track for Rod Stewart. But after they had some success with Beth as a rock ballad, they decided to keep the song for themselves. Although the song that really inspired him to write this was the song Brandy by Looking Glass. From 1976, here's Hard Luck Woman.
If never I met you, if never I seen you cry, if not for the first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much you'll never. Child of the water, too proud to be a queen. Well, I really love you, I can't forget about you. You'll be a hard-luck woman, baby, till you find a man. Before I go, let me kiss you and wipe the tears from your eyes. Child of the water, too proud to be a queen.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. We've been listening to some great live cuts from some New York bands. That was Kiss with Got to Choose. That song off of one of my favorite albums, Hotter Than Hell, from 1974. The next artist up, when you hear New York, you definitely think of him. He was born in the Bronx and also known as the Piano Man. He set the record of most concerts played at Madison Square Garden of all time. Played at least 76 there. Of course, I'm talking about Billy Joel. In the early years, back in 1970, Billy Joel joined a band called Attila, which was a really bad heavy metal duo. Can you imagine? In the album liners, it said they were going to destroy the world through amplification. Well, not quite. They broke up shortly after that. I read a funny story about Billy Joel. In 2001, he sold his house in the Hamptons to Jerry Seinfeld. He sold it for $32 million, but he forgot to tell Seinfeld that it overlooked a nude beach. That could make family get-togethers a little awkward, although I'm sure Billy Joel and Jerry Seinfeld both had a pretty good sense of humor about it. Without further ado, here's Uptown Girl.
She's
106.9 The Eagle. I'm your host, Erin Shaw, on an Eagle Concert Classics New York edition. Thanks for listening. That was Billy Joel with My Life. That song was used as the theme song for the show Bosom Buddies, featuring a young Tom Hanks in a dress, although it was re-recorded with a different vocalist because of licensing issues. More live cuts from your favorite New York bands coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Keep it tuned in to 106.9 The Eagle.